Good morning, Turks and Caicos. Welcome to Career Connection powered by Flow. I'm your host, Melanie Smith, and today I'm joined by TCI Toastmaster Area Director Jesse Herillion. I'm delighted to be back in the studio and to thank all of you for tuning in last week and sharing your congratulatory remarks and connecting with us. I'm mostly excited for those of you who have expressed interest in joining me on the show, and take note that I'll be sure to hold you to that. The opportunity to be on the airwaves and connect with you this morning is made possible by our esteemed sponsor, Flow. So before we dive into today's program, we will pause now for a word from our sponsor.
Flow helps you stay connected to what matters. Simple plans and a better network mean that you can enjoy 30 days of unlimited social messaging, 10 gigabytes of reliable data to use as you like, and 1,000 local anywhere calls and texts. With the always-on prepaid plan, all for $80, with Turks and Caicos' most reliable LTE network. With Flow, it only gets better.
Welcome back to today's program. If you're just joining me, I'm your host, Melanie Smith, career coach and talent consultant, and you're listening to Career Connection, where we deliver powerful yet practical tips to empower, encourage, and enlighten students, graduates, and career professionals to find clarity, confidence, and connection for the world of work. In the studio with me this morning is the lovely Jesse Herillion, TCI's Toastmasters Area Director for District 81, Division K, and that she will explain to us in short order. And today we'll be discussing public speaking made easy. Jesse, welcome to the interview. So happy to have you.
Thank you so much, and good morning, Melanie. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be here, and I definitely look forward to all that the session holds.
Awesome. Jesse and I met back in 2019, I believe that was, Jesse, when
yes.
We both became participants for a Pitch Please competition.
Yes.
And that was a section put on by Grace Bay Resorts and in collaboration with CED and Invest Turks and Caicos. And so we remained in contact, and I'm just excited to be able to pull from my list of contacts and have her join me this morning to provide tips and advice for people who want to build on their speaking skills and, most importantly, their fear of interviewing. I will share a brief snippet of Jesse's bio, and shortly after, we will hear from her. In the meantime, our question of the day is, does the thought of interviewing or public speaking freak you out? Does the thought of interviewing or public speaking freak you out? Leave your comments in the Facebook Live, and we'll be sure to revert back to it. Jesse, passionate, positive, and resilient, best describes Jesse. She was born and raised in the nation's capital, Grand Turk, and relocated to Providenciales in 2018, where she met her loving husband, Mr. Raymond Herillion. As a former Rotaractor, Jesse believes in serving and giving back to her community and joined the Rotary Club of Providenciales this year. Leading and participating in Toastmasters international activities forms an integral part of her professional and social life, where she leads and participate as an area director. As a mentor, she helps others to become better speakers and competent leaders. Jesse is an aspiring entrepreneur and motivational speaker, and she enjoys reading entrepreneurial and leadership books from authors such as John C. Maxwell and Stephen Brown, just to name a few. She's family-oriented, so spending quality time with family and friends is dear to her heart. In her spare time, Jesse enjoys singing, planning, and organizing events. She's proficient in leadership development and motivational strategies, and is an advocate for lifelong learning. Jesse is eager to continue learning more as she aims to help others unlock their true potential by becoming better versions of themselves daily. In the corporate world, she is a compliance professional with a wealth of experience and expertise in banking, regulatory compliance, money laundering, and terrorist financing. She's also a member of the Chartered Banker Institute of Scotland, a certified anti-money laundering specialist, and a proud employee of the Financial Services Commission. Her favorite quote and life motto is, Accept your past without regret, handle your present with confidence, and face your future without fear. Face your future without fear. Very fitting for today's discussion. And for myself as a John Maxwell coach, I quickly registered you reading John's leadership books from authors such as John. And so I'm convinced that that's a sign that you'll be joining our pack very soon. And, you know, we look forward to having you be a part of our academy. I'm plugging that one in.
Sounds good.
Okay. Jesse, I've read your bio, but for the sake of our listening audience, introduce who is Jesse and how long have you been with Toastmasters?
Jesse, in a very short synopsis, is someone who is passionate, very positive, someone who is always finding different ways to better improve herself while also transferring those skills that she would have learned to others. I am someone who is passionate about public speaking, and I have been a Toastmaster for 3 years now. I first joined in 2018. And as a matter of fact, I remember my former boss, he was the one who introduced me to Toastmasters. At that time, I had no idea what Toastmasters was all about, but I took his advice because I was curious to find out, why does he keep talking about this organization and he keep boasting about how beneficial it can be to persons? And so out of curiosity, I joined, and I must say that my very first day was nerve-wracking because I was one of the first persons that they called on for a session that's called Table Topics, right? And during Table Topics, they normally just give you a question. You have to elaborate on it right away, so you have to think quick. And I froze. And following that meeting, I said to myself, you know what? I definitely like how warm the environment is, and it looks like something that is positive, something I can benefit from. And so I made that decision, and to this day, I can say that I have no regrets that I had joined the Toastmasters Club.
Amazing. That sounds very interesting. And for our listening audience, just out of interest, as you've been with the Toastmasters for some time, you said 3 years?
Yes.
What do you enjoy most about it? What elements of the organization excite you, and how has it benefited you in your personal and professional life? Mm-hmm.
That is an excellent question. Very excellent question. I would definitely start off by saying that Toastmasters is somewhat a volunteering organization similar to Rotary and Rotaract, but it has that core component or element of it, which is geared towards helping persons to become confident speakers and also helping persons to build their leadership skills. Mm-hmm. So for me, that is one of the things that mainly stood out. And during a regular Toastmasters meeting, there are several things that take place that helps to equip you. So you start off by taking different roles, such as functionary roles. Mm-hmm. You have the Toastmaster of the day, who is somewhat like the MC of the evening. So that allows you to practice a little bit of public speaking. And then you have prepared speeches. This is where the member has to prepare to present a 5 to 7 minute speech. And after they would have done that, they are able to receive valued and constructive feedback. Okay. And for me, that is another thing that sparked my interest, because I felt like, because I wanted to improve in my public speaking skills, if I can get persons who are already seasoned in that area who can give me feedback in terms of areas where I can improve, that would be a plus, right?
Right.
And so far that has been very beneficial. Even in my workplace, before I used to be scared to do trainings.
Oh, wow.
And even with promotions on the job, a lot of times it comes with persons being able to have to speak, whether it's internally or publicly, to external stakeholders.
Okay.
And most persons tend to fear that.
Okay.
And so through Toastmasters, I have been able to gain practice every 2 weeks by delivering speeches and also getting constructive feedback that have aided me in terms of, how do you speak well? How do you construct a speech or a content that will draw the audience's attention? And how do you use body language that is appropriate when you are speaking? to an audience. And all of those things that I just mentioned are things that has helped me to become a much better leader, but more importantly, a confident speaker today.
Mm. And that's interesting. I like that you mentioned the body language part of it, because that's a part of communication that a lot of people don't realize as well. Even though most times person may be looking for a vocal variety of what you're going to say, but your body language says a lot about the information that you're relating as well.
Because it's body language is like nonverbal communication. Mm-hmm. So I can look at you and I can do something with my hands or my facial expression or just my body in general, and it will send a message to you
right.
without me even opening up my mouth.
Right.
And so being able to use effective body language during a presentation or a speech, it definitely helps to enhance your public speaking. And through Toastmasters, it allows you to be coached on what body language or gestures are most appropriate at different times.
Wow, that's amazing. And I want to take you back to when you and I were a part of the Pitch Please competition, and Toastmasters was an avenue used for us to basically practice our sales pitch.
Yes.
So that we can, come out successful in the competition. And I can recall one of the participants when we were at the Toastmasters event, they basically said that this was a best kept secret. And so my question for you now is, has there been an introduction to the wider community in what really happens at a Toastmasters club, you know, to get persons interested in joining, since it's a training mechanism or learning mechanism for persons who want to build their leadership skills?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We do have social media pages. So we have our Instagram page, that is the TCI Toastmasters page, and then our Facebook page, which is the Provo Toastmasters page. And through those forums, what we tend to do is we tend to put out different materials. We try to reach out to persons. As a matter of fact, last year, which is the year 2020-2021 for the Toastmasters year, one of the things we did was we had put out different pieces of video clips where members themselves were able to give testimonials.
Okay.
And through those testimonials, they were able to express how Toastmasters benefited them. And we have Toastmasters that are members that are a part of the club from different aspects of life, from different careers, from different countries. And one of the members actually said that he joined because English was not his first language,
okay.
and he believed that by joining the Toastmasters Club, it would have allowed him to be a bit more fluent with English speaking. And I must say, to date, I have observed that member, and he is so good.
Okay.
And so, most definitely, we have our social media pages where we try to campaign and let people know more about the club. But for me, there's nothing more like experiencing it for yourself.
Right.
Like,
right.
I can come to you and I could testify and say, I've benefited this way, but you, Melanie, you would have to literally make an effort to attend one of the club meetings. We meet every first and third Tuesday of the month. So if you are able to meet or attend one of those meetings and you will be able to get that experience, I think you'll be able to see if Toastmasters is something that could help you.
Right.
And you get to see everything in action. You get to learn how Toastmasters operate. Mm-hmm. And you get to see a little bit of the fun part,
yeah.
impromptu speaking.
Yes. I mean, I know that part there is very scary for a lot of people, but I wanted to mention that. I know because, you know, even when I prepared to bring you on, I quickly reflected on that because I wanted to find out again how many persons really knew of the club and how beneficial it would be to them when it comes to even preparing them for an interview or persons who would have to speak often. And even in my capacity, I have to use the mic a lot.
Yes.
And I still get nervous, you
yes.
know, from time to time. It may not be a one-on-one coaching, but definitely a larger event where the crowd is bigger, you know, you do get nervous most times. And is there an age limit to join?
The person has to be at least 18 years of age.
Okay.
So if you are 18, you are able to join. And if you are a senior, it doesn't matter. As long as you believe that Toastmasters is for you, you can definitely join. And to join, we have two Toastmasters club here in the Turks and Caicos Islands. There's actually a new charter club in Grand Turk that was formed earlier this year.
Okay.
So if persons are in Grand Turk or in Provo, you have that forum where you could sign up. There's the vice president of membership who normally helps persons to become acquainted. So it's just a matter of visiting the pages and sending an email or a message just to say that you are interested, and a respective representative would reach out to, you know, prospective members and give them all the materials they would need, and also to answer some of their questions that they may have.
Okay, well, yeah. That was my next question. I wanted to find out if you just knock on the door and say, I want to be a part of this club, or do you send an email? Okay, and so during last week's discussion, I want to piggyback from that. Students highlighted their fears and nervousness about being interviewed or any sessions that they would have to sit in front of a panel. And with your expertise, is it fair to say that it depends on the engagement and how you rope folks into the conversation?
To some extent, I would say yes, because you have to ensure that your audience or your co-host or whoever you have in front of you is comfortable. So you want to make them feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. So once they feel comfortable, they will be open to speak. However, the nerves or even the fear to wanting to respond will be there. And I believe that most persons want to find out, well, how do I overcome that fear? You know, how do I just attend this particular training or conference and be able to speak in such a manner whereby I am not shaking all of the time? And the answer to that is, it's a process. It isn't something that happens overnight. And even with me, my speaking engagements didn't really start when I joined Toastmasters. Over the past few years, I used to be very interested in pageants. Mm-hmm. And participating in pageants was where public speaking started for me. Mm-hmm. And at a very young age, I used to be doubting myself. I used to feel like I am unable to do this. I used to think about, what are people going to say when I open my mouth? Are they going to be judgmental? How receptive will they be to what I have to say? So all of these things used to run through my mind, and I believe that is one of the things that persons normally think about, and that is what pretty much drives that fear into them.
Okay.
So one way in which you can overcome fear when it comes to public speaking, I would definitely have to say, you have to prepare, you have to plan, and you have to practice, because it is a process. So that's three P's. You plan, you prepare, and you practice. And by doing those three things, what you will find out is that the more you are involved into these different public speaking engagements, the better you will become at it.
Okay.
The better you will become at it.
Amazing. Awesome. Thank you for that, Jackson. Especially if there's a huge expectation to
Absolutely.
Live up to. Others are vying for the position as you, and so you really have to live up to it. If you are just joining us, you're listening to Career Connection powered by Flow with your host, Melanie Smith, and my guest, Jessie Herillion, in her capacity is Area Director of Toastmasters TCI. We'll be right back after this break and a word from our sponsor.
Imagine you have Hollywood at your command. Introducing Flow Evil. There's a world of entertainment here, and you run the show. Flow Evil.
Welcome back to Career Connection. I'm your host, Melanie Smith, along with my guest, Jessie Herillion, and we're discussing public speaking made easy. We can all agree that being able to speak in a public setting or a group panel is a great skill to have. But for so many people, the task is extremely daunting. Researchers have identified many reasons why we are afraid of public speaking, such as the way we feel. Perhaps you may think you're not ready yet. The way we think, I'm not good enough. And the way we act with respect to having to speak in public or to interview can hugely impact the amount of fear we experience, like anxiety, nervousness, or shaking. Jesse, would Toastmasters practice be a way to help persons feel both comfortable and confident when they need to communicate in challenging situation as well as be empowered to impress others?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The answer to that is yes, yes, and yes. Toastmasters definitely has helped me, and I've seen it help other members of the club. And through practicing those speeches every 2 weeks and by getting constructive feedback in terms of areas where you can improve, that is definitely an area that can aid others in the public who are interested. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, we fear to do it because in our minds, we doubt ourselves and we tell ourselves that we cannot do it. And a lot of times, what appears to be impossible can become possible if we do something about it. So just being able to like take on the challenge when an opportunity is presented. For example, at work, you might be called upon to do a training. But in your head, if it's something that's new or if it's something that you haven't done at all, it's gonna be something that you will feel nervous about because it isn't something that you're used to doing. It isn't the norm. It's something out of your element. So automatically you tend to start doubting yourself, right? But if you take on that challenge, what it will allow you to do is it will allow you to plan and prepare. And one of the advantages of Toastmasters is having a mentor.
Right,
so
right.
Once you become a Toastmaster, you're not just left there to figure it out on your own. You have someone to hold you by the hand, to help guide you. And through that mentor-mentee program that we have in place, the mentee, or the member rather, is able to express what are some of the things they would like to, you know, gain at the end of the Toastmasters year. One or two persons may say, well, I want to overcome fear, or I want to be able to maximize and be able to present properly and professionally.
Right, right.
And other people might say, well, I say a lot of ums and ahs. I use a lot of word fillers. And through Toastmasters, through the Toastmasters experience, you are able to practice to perfect all of those areas. And even when you do become a Toastmaster, it is a continuous learning mm-hmm. opportunity. It is a continued development opportunity. So you won't get it right the first time. So it's just a matter of you being bold enough to say, mm-hmm. I'm going to take that step and join and take on any opportunity that presents
right,
itself
right.
to me
right.
where I can practice speaking. And the more you do it, the more comfortable you become at it. And even with fear, it isn't something that go away. Anxiety, nerves, it isn't something that goes away. But through speaking consistently and practicing, you'll know how to manage it.
And I like that you said it doesn't go away. That is so correct, because I've mentioned earlier that I'm always in front of the mic. And, you know, especially on Sundays when I have to, you know, when I'm on program at church. And there are times when I'm a nervous wreck. And then
yep.
there's another time when, you know, I feel like I'm acing it. And
yes.
so you're correct. And you've even mentioned the table topic, I think it was, or the
yes.
table talk, that because not everyone is able to respond on the spot. That, mm-hmm. you know, most persons are caught off guard. They cannot think fast on their feet or even be able to communicate their thoughts properly. And so when you've mentioned table talk, how often is that used? In terms of the club, for persons to get better at thinking on their feet or quicker to respond to something?
Table topics happens at every single meeting. And that is normally the exciting but yet nerve-wracking
right.
component
right.
of club meetings. You will see persons with their cameras off during table topics only because they don't want the table topics master to call
to
on them.
Them.
But if you are open to it, you will realize that the more you do it, the better you become. And one of the tricks to table topics is your ability to be a good listener.
Okay.
You have to listen actively, because the question that will be asked will not be something that you will know. So you have to listen attentively so that you understand what is being asked, so that you could formulate an answer. But what I love about Toastmasters is the practice that it gives you with impromptu speaking.
Okay.
Sometimes in the professional life or even at school, you have to do group assignments and you have to do presentations in front of the class. And it isn't something that you always know right away. Mm-hmm. It could be something that just comes up out of the blue. Mm-hmm. And you have to make yourself readily available. So by practicing and impromptu speaking through table topics, it allows you to articulate your thoughts in a way, but also allows you to think quick on your feet so that you can address any question or any topic.
Right. Okay, interesting. And what are some of the guidelines for practicing and for someone honing in on their skills, especially for impromptu speaking? Or is there a platform to help you master your emotions and execute a fantastic performance overall?
I would definitely say that any forum where you are given the opportunity to speak could allow you to become better in terms of displaying proper emotions, using proper body language, or just overall speaking effectively. Mm-hmm. So through Toastmasters, you would definitely be able to get experienced persons who have done it already who can guide you in terms of where you can better it. But any forum, whether it be at work, whether it be a conference, whether it be at school, any conference or any speaking opportunity that you get could help you in that light.
Okay, wonderful. Communicating your ideas clearly in a public space or sharing your values in an interview is an essential component of success in many situations, such as advancement in your career, growth in your business, sharing valuable views with others, and can form strong collaboration and bonds. And that's what Jesse and I have since joining with the Pitch Please. And having that skill, you can also help to promote you and what you are passionate about and shape your community and society at large. Me being here this morning is a prime example because I still struggle with the fear of public speaking, and this is a huge step in my growth. And I can't thank Flo enough for this amazing opportunity to help me overcome my fear. If you are just joining us, you've missed half of today's program, Career Connection, powered by Flo, with your host, Melanie Smith, and my guest, Jessie Harillion, in her capacity as Area Director of Toastmasters TCI. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue with boosting your speaking skills. We'll be right back after this, and of course, a word from our sponsor.
Your safety and convenience are most important to us at Flo. That's why we provide many ways for you to keep your account connected, which now includes FastPay, the new convenient payment option on our website. No registration required. Or download the MyFlo app to pay anytime from anywhere on your smartphone or tablet. If you wish to pay your bill in person, feel free to visit any of our fully sanitized branches. Flo is committed to helping you stay connected. Let's do this together.
This is Career Connection, powered by Flo, with your host, Melanie Smith. We are talking about public speaking made easy and sharing how you can gain the confidence you need to speak comfortably one-on-one, a group panel, or public setting. Public speaking skills is also important in other areas of your life. You might be asked to give a speech to a friend's wedding, introduce a speaker for a work event, or give a eulogy for a loved one. No matter what your reason for boosting your speaking skills, you need to have it covered. Jessie, can you share some time-tested tips that will help in building up confidence?
Awesome. So when it comes to building confidence, like I alluded to earlier, it is really a process. And there's nothing more like preparing yourself ahead of time and managing your time effectively. So when it comes to building confidence, you want to gather persons who you can confide in and persons who you know will be honest with you. So one of the things that I tend to do before I have to do any big presentation is I would practice in front of my mirror.
Okay.
It is something that could help you as well because you get to see yourself, you get to see how your facial expression is, if you look upset or if you look like you're cheerful. You know, you get to see that. So practicing in front of the mirror definitely helps. And secondly, practicing in front of people. So it could be your family or your friend. You know, practicing in front of them and allowing them to give you feedback on how well you've done will help you. So once you are able to do that and you prepare ahead of time, once you get on stage or you get in front of an audience, you'll feel a bit more comfortable because you've prepared.
Right, right.
Although
right.
the nerves will mm-hmm. be there, you'll feel much more confident to go ahead with your presentation because you would have had that practice. Persons would have told you, yes, Melanie, you did well, you've got this. You know, just that empowering and motivational talk right before your presentation is another thing that could help to boost your confidence.
Okay. But what happens about, you know, even though you would have already practiced mm-hmm. and you're on stage and you just brain freeze, how do you combat that?
You just have to be calm and you have to believe that you've got this. I always have to tell myself this. And one of the things that I find challenging with me, because this is still a process for mm-hmm. me, I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. I'm not perfect at it. I do get nervous, especially if I have to speak somewhere where it's like my first time speaking there. It's easier for you to speak in a setting where you know the people already, you are comfortable with the environment. It's easy for you to be confident in that space. But what happens when you go to a different country or you go in front of a group of people who don't know you, who you don't know them, and who you aren't really familiar with? That is where the fear comes. And that is where you tend to feel like, oh my God, do I have this? And so you just need to be calm and you just need to have belief. You just need to believe in yourself. Yeah. Believe that you can do it. And by telling yourself that you can do it, you'll find out once you get on stage, sometimes the fear out of nowhere, it goes away.
It goes away.
It goes away.
Yeah. My mind just reflected back on the scripture that said the harvests are plenty, but the laborers are few. And yeah. you would hear a lot of persons turning down even to read a scripture or mm-hmm. to pray, you know, because they have the fear of
yes.
doing it publicly, you know, with persons around. I want to talk about using techniques and the process of information that you want to deliver mm-hmm. clearly and precise. And I know sometimes persons who would have paper in their hand or mm-hmm. reading from a script, mm-hmm. Persons would say that they are not prepared. But mm-hmm. do you think that is something that is important to have if you're uncertain about what you want to say, or perhaps you may forget the information that you want to share, that it's okay to have it on paper?
I would definitely say that there's absolutely mm-hmm. nothing wrong with having notes in front of you. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that you will learn, or even through Toastmasters, you will learn that you need to be able to familiarize yourself with the notes, first of all.
Right.
A lot of the times what you will find is that people heavily rely on the notes.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get in front of an audience to speak, in your head, although you may know the content of the information
right.
that you want
right.
to express, because you have the notes and you're like heavily dependent on it, you find yourself keep looking down.
Right.
And
right.
you look down so frequently to the point where it's like, it comes off as if you don't know what you are talking, or it can
right.
come off
right.
as if you don't know what you are talking about. So nothing is wrong with having the notes, but you don't want to depend on it throughout or heavily depend on
heavily
it.
Depend on
and
it.
A tip mm-hmm. or trick to that is familiarizing yourself with the content. Know exactly what is it that you want to share. Know what you want the audience to grab or grasp from your presentation.
Okay.
So once you are able to do that, you will see that the more and more you do it, the less and less you will have to use the notes.
Okay, that's really important because I know a lot of people struggle with the fact that they don't want to have the paper in front of them for fear, mm-hmm. and you've mentioned of persons thinking that they're not certain about what they're speaking about, but because the crowd is large, they
yes.
want to be certain that they are able to offset the information that they're sharing with the public precisely. Okay, whether you are interviewing or public speaking, there are important elements to practicing. And one of them is to make sure you know your story.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if persons know their story and what they are sharing with the public, that information would come off better. And they'll be able to weave that into even their values.
Absolutely.
If they're in an interview, they're better able to at least tell the interviewer that I am the best fit candidate for this job.
Yes.
Or present their information well to a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
What other accomplishments as far as Toastmasters and you being a part of that club mm-hmm. has inspired you in your professional career?
I would definitely have to say that Toastmasters have inspired me to become a motivational speaker. Mm-hmm. I am practicing right now so that when that time comes, I am able to do it effective. I am someone who likes to prepare and plan ahead. And so I'm getting the practice now to become a motivational speaker. Okay. And I would also like to do, you know, training in the future as well. So that has definitely been an inspiration for me. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, being able to serve as a mentor to others. So those public speaking skills, those leadership skills that I'm acquiring throughout this journey, it is allowing me to transfer those skills to other persons who may want to know how to do it. You know, so having gone through that process, I am now able to serve as a mentor where others can learn and then they can move on to teach other people. And one of the things you just mentioned right now was telling a story.
Right.
And you will find that when it comes to public speaking, many times persons tend to remember what you are saying.
Right.
If you are able to relate that through storytelling. Mm-hmm. And Toastmasters actually help you with that.
Yeah.
And so I talked about knowing your content when you have to speak, but also being able to share what you want to share by telling a story. It also helps to make a world of difference.
Yeah. And that's important because who knows your story better than you?
Absolutely.
Right? Who knows how passionate you are about something,
yes.
what you have accomplished, and how well you'll be able to execute what it is, you know, a potential employer or even to present would know about a topic you're speaking about
yes.
if you're not the one. That's you're in the story.
Absolutely.
You're actually in the story, so why not you tell it? And I want to ask you a question on the fact that you spoke about, you know, wanting to mentor and all of that.
Yes.
Are you now being called on to represent even your organization in various events or anything like that?
Yes, I get calls often to mm-hmm. do certain presentations. I get called to the community college at times to speak to the youth, and it's something that I take pleasure in doing, as long as I know that it's something that can benefit the next person to become better. And so those opportunities do come, and I do embrace them, because not only is it an opportunity for me to better and challenge myself, but it's also an opportunity for me to just help someone to overcome fear or help someone to improve in an area that they thought they could not have done well at.
Right.
Yes, those opportunities do come. And when it comes to mentoring, it doesn't necessarily, I feel like sometimes people do mentor other people without even realizing it. Because mentorship, it's about being able to share information that you already know share ideas with people that you have already, share ideas based on your experience with others who haven't really experienced the stuff that you had known.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much what mentoring is. And a lot of us do it, even with our kids, our coworkers. We do it all the time.
Yeah. And we'll be surprised of how much involved we are when it comes to that. And I know, I like what you said, because even from a coaching perspective, I always share with persons that the answer are within themselves.
Yes.
And so we are to just be beside you to help you to get it out. But, you know, no one else have that information but you, but you just
Absolutely.
Need the direction of how to navigate getting it out. You are listening to Career Connection, powered by Flow. We are host Melanie Smith and my guest Jesse from Toastmasters as Area Director. We'll be right back with a word from our sponsor shortly after this.
How to double the internet speed for free sound.
Bring it on!
That's what every Flow Home internet customer can celebrate. Enjoy double the speeds at no additional cost. It's another way we're showing our appreciation of you as we keep you connected with more value. Enjoy your free 2x the internet speed boost, delivering the best home internet experience for all your work, study, and entertainment needs. Join Flow and elevate to the best internet experience. Visit a Flow store or discoverflow.co for more details.
You're listening to Career Connection with your host, Melanie Smith, and my esteemed guest, Jesse, Area Director of TCI Toastmasters. Jesse, our question for the day is, does the thought of interviewing or public speaking freak you out? And I want you to also be a part of that, because tell us, how did that affect you as well when you began your public speaking journey?
Trust me, even up until now, interviews does something to me. And I don't know exactly what to point to per se as to why, because I have been speaking, I have been practicing, but interviews up until this day still freaks me out. Yeah. That's the word,
yes.
Right? It freaks me out. But one of the things that I have been able to do was I have been able to practice, and I have also been able to allow other persons to interview me, mm-hmm. right? So ahead of my interviews, I find persons, or I find a panel, and I allow them to do like mock interviews with me. And as they are asking me questions,
right.
as if I'm in a real interview setting, it allows me to, you know, build that confidence. It allows me to like be calm. And they will tell me straight up, Jesse, you got this. You already know the answer.
Right.
You just need to calm down. So yes, interviews do freak me out up until this day. But I think it's just a matter of you being able to practice. I keep saying practice because that's really what it is.
It
is a process, and you have to practice. So the more you practice, the more you become better and more comfortable at doing it. There's actually a quote by,
Yes.
There's actually a quote by Ralph Smedley that says, a speech without a specific purpose is like a journey without a destination.
Oh, wow.
And it's like with anything that you are doing, right? You cannot just go in it for just going into its sake. You have to plan ahead, you have to prepare ahead of time, and you have to practice. And you don't have to do it alone. If you don't know the answer, be bold enough to reach out to persons who you know might have the answers, and you get the help that you need. You get the practice and you get the help. And for me, that is how you master it.
Amazing. And even though I'm still piggybacking from you with the word practice.
Yes.
Right? You can do it as often as you can, but claustrophobia happens, right? Fear of public speaking. And it's extremely common in our community where we live. And so it's believed to have a very high number at that too.
Yeah.
And I like how you're explaining it to us in order for us to be able to overcome it, because I have interviews scheduled for today,
mm-hmm.
and one person already wrote me to say, ma'am, what should I expect?
Right.
Right? And I think, just like you said before, it all goes back to the setting that
yes.
we also create.
Yes.
And I want you to talk about that as well. You mentioned the body language
mm-hmm.
and vocal variety, or even the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had to use a
mm-hmm.
pitch, a sales pitch, in order for us to get our point across on why we were the best fit for that competition.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us a little bit about the vocal variety, the pitching, in terms of how we would present ourselves for an interview, or even for those who's listening, because I have a few today.
Yes.
So share with them for me, so that by the time we connect, that they would be comfortable.
Right. Vocal variety is a fundamental element of public speaking. And even your tone of voice,
mm-hmm.
like right now, it almost sounds like I'm whispering, right? So I'm kind of getting your attention.
Right.
But let's say if I want to express something and I start to raise my tone or my
mm-hmm.
voice pitch,
mm-hmm.
it makes a world of difference. And so if I want to express fear, or I'm talking about something where I was afraid, my tone of voice or my vocal variety
mm-hmm.
will have to be kind of soft, where the person is able to feel me.
Right.
And if I'm talking about excitement and I want to be cheerful, then my tone of voice would have to be high a little bit.
Okay.
And so vocal variety isn't something that just comes natural. It comes by practicing
mm-hmm.
and also knowing what you want your audience to get from
mm-hmm.
what you are presenting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when it comes to the interviewer, you were talking about creating that environment. As an interviewer, you also want to ensure that when the interviewee comes in that room, they are welcomed
right.
warmly.
That's very
and
important.
Then you kind of set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
So the way in which that is done, it kind of makes the interviewee a bit more relaxed
mm-hmm.
and not too tense. and you will realize that they will feel a bit more comfortable, even though the nerves will be there. But because you would have set that tone, it will allow them to feel a bit more comfortable to proceed with the interview session.
Awesome.
So vocal variety is important. It's important, especially with public speaking, because you don't want to be flat the entire time.
Right.
You want to be able to have your high tone or high pitch where appropriate, and have your soft and low tone where appropriate.
Amazing. Thank you for that. We're going to take our final break, and when we come back, our guest will share her final words with our listening audience.
Imagine. Imagine. You have Hollywood at your command. Introducing Flow Evil.
Red cheese, gold rings, all black, everything creeping through the night.
Anywhere you are.
Big girls don't scream hot like Halloween, make me feel alive.
There's a world of entertainment here, and you run the show. Flow Evil.
We spent some time sharing on the chapter of Toastmasters and its benefit for persons who want to build confidence by applying themselves with the tools available to learn and grow. Jesse, we're back and you're listening to Career Connection. Tell us, what would you say to anyone thinking about joining Toastmasters?
I would say just do it. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. A lot of times we feel like we cannot do things, but it's just a mindset. It's just us telling ourselves, I don't think I have what it takes. I don't think I can do it. But my one tip to everybody that is listening on the live feed or on the radio is to just do it. Just do it. And once you do it, you will find that what you thought was impossible was actually possible after all. And what you thought was difficult was not so difficult. You just have to do it.
Okay.
And like I said earlier, you want to plan, you want to prepare, and you want to practice. You cannot go wrong with those three P's.
Okay, wonderful. It's a beautiful morning as we flow with Flow on RTC 89.1 FM with our guest, Jesse Harillion, Area Director of Toastmasters TCI, and your host, Melanie Smith. If you would like to learn more about Career Connection, I have a story to share about your career journey. We would love to interview you. Feel free to contact me at careerconnection.tc@gmail.com. That's careerconnection.tc@gmail.com. This has been Career Connection powered by Flow on 89.1 FM. Special thanks to RTC and Grand Turk and Flow TCI here in Providenciales. And to my esteemed guest, Jesse, thank you so much for all of that information that you have downloaded for us this morning. I'm most certain that it will help all of us to overcome our fear of interviewing or even public speaking or presenting a presentation orally anywhere. I'm Melanie Smith. Join me again on Thursday morning on Radio Turks and Caicos at 9 a.m. Follow RTC and Flow Facebook pages. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Melanie Smith or Turks and Caicos Recruitment Group. As we wrap up today's discussion, our push-up of the day is, the goal is not to be perfect by the end. The goal is to be better tomorrow. Until next Thursday, make that connection today.